you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Reading from Philippians chapter 2, verse 3. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. I'll also read verse 4. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others. That was Philippians chapter 2, verses 3 and 4. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Monday, July 15th, 2024. And listening friends, it's going to be a Testimony Tuesday on Monday. You know I love Testimony Tuesdays, but I got a special guest. Actually, he's becoming a friend. I've known the Phillips family because of his brother and others, a part of the Phillips family. But Jim Phillips joins me in the studio, and he's currently serving at Little Galilee Christian Camp. But I know him from Karen Harrison, our office manager in the Phillips family. They have a legacy of serving the Lord. In fact, your dad was serving the Lord for so many years and so well known with Little Galilee and First Christian Church in Champaign and Eastview Christian Church in Bloomington. But Karen said, Mark, Jim has been doing this unique work, not only with Little Galilee Christian Camp, but with Mark Men for Christ. So Jim, I want to focus on that today. There's other things that you're doing and involved in. In fact, you were the one last Thursday at our Ministry Leaders Luncheon that won the book because you've been serving the Lord for, I think, 42 years?
Yeah,
you were the longest serving in a Christian capacity with ministries or with the church, and so you won a book. But before we talk about Mark Men for Christ and a gathering that'll be happening in November, give us a little snapshot into some of your faith journey and life story.
Well, I've been blessed, Mark. Thanks for the opportunity, and been blessed to be raised in a Christ-centered home where Jesus and his love and his sacrifice was spoken over me from my earliest of days and gave me an appetite not only for the kingdom of God, but as I grew as a young man, I wanted a godly woman. And my mom and dad painted a great picture of Christian parenting, and I wanted a woman. In fact, probably when I was real young, I wanted to marry my mom.
You know? Yeah, sure.
And God blessed me with Janice. And just a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated our 42nd anniversary.
So really, and, since all these years in ministry, you've been partnered together.
All together. It's just been an incredible journey of love and adventure for us. She came from a little church over the state line, Christian church over in outside of Covington, Indiana. And just been blessed to do life with her. She's been such a compliment to my personality, to my gifts. She's been just the woman that God knew I needed. He's used her to shape me, sharpen me, love me, forgive me. Most of you guys know out there, the person that you've wounded the most is your spouse. The person you've disappointed the most is your spouse. And this woman's been a great woman of love and faith to hang in there with me and continue to get up every day with me and help it make that day be our best for our family and for the Lord. And so shout out to Janice. Thanks for loving me.
Yeah, and I think one of the things that with the guys I've talked with, our spouses oftentimes expose our self-centeredness. God uses them to, like I said, expose that, but bring change and and recognition of they think so differently and have so many different aspects of how they look at something that really helps us grow and mature.
Well, like Philippians 2, 3, and 4, Janice has a front row seat on whether I'm doing this out of selfish ambition or vain conceit and whether my motive is really for others. And so she's been just, she's been used by God just to be that coach and mentor of love and faith and just a wonderful spouse. So,
well, this Mark Men for Christ, when you gather with guys and talk about different life principles, is it also about marriage or is it more about their personal struggles?
Yeah, our focus is to help men deal with five deep wounds. The first wound is deceit. What were the lies that were spoken into your heart when you were a little boy? You're not like so-and-so, or why can't you be like so-and-so, or you'll never be. And maybe it's some of the lies that you live in today that you're stuck in. that you're not worthy, the other disappointments in your life that you've let label yourself. And so we deal with deceit, then fear. Fear is like Satan's right hand. He just loves to stir up fear in our hearts and our minds so that we won't step into victory and we won't be strong. And then we deal with anger. He knows how to put seeds of anger or bitterness in a man's heart. And all of a sudden, you're 30 years later, you're still carrying something from 30, 40 years ago that's taking up capacity in your heart that was meant for love. And so we help guys pour out that anger, sadness, and shame. So it's not a motivational speaker kind of weekend. We're in groups of 4 to 6 men going deep with the Holy Spirit with each other. And kind of emptying our cup of these wounds that Satan wants to use to keep us down.
Sadness and shame, those were two. Sadness was 4, and then shame.
Those 5 wounds, that's right. Sadness is 4. Sometimes we've just not had the opportunity. Life's so busy, and we just didn't grieve a loss. It could have been a loss of a spouse, a child, an aunt, uncle, mom, or dad, or it could have been a loss of a dream, a business venture, or something where you thought that's what you really wanted and you lost it. So you may not have ever processed all that sadness, and it just has become this cloud over you. And so we help men process their sadness, and then shame, those things that we've done to another person, to ourselves, to our wives or family, that Satan just uses to bind us. And it's time to seek the Lord for healing. And Mark Men gave me the gift of so much healing 14 years ago, September 2010. I went reluctantly. I went to get a guy off my back. And God had, you know, a humorous weekend with me, because he just showed up in his pleasure of his grace and mercy and gave me so much healing that I did not deserve.
So Mark Men for Christ has been around for some years, but you're helping bring it to the Central Illinois area with the second conference?
This will be our third one. Central Illinois. The host site is Little Galilee Christian Camp, just a little west of Clinton. And it's a great venue for us to get in small groups. We do exercises inside and outside. It's amazing to watch a group of men who didn't know each other become you've gone to some deep waters together, and you become very tight, and you seek healing, and then you seek purpose. And a guy leaves there with a clarity of what he's on this planet for.
And that's part of that phase one, because you were talking about it's kind of an intensive couple of days, but I see this phase one 44-hour experience. So maybe walk us through, you're starting to walk us through.
Right.
When you say exercises, is this physical or spiritual, or is it a combination of different kinds of exercises?
Yeah, it's not like we're going to wear you out,
exercises,
but it's experiential teaching. So it's not PowerPoint and motivational speakers. It's deep work that's going to help you get moved from your head to your heart and allow the Holy Spirit to kind of root some things out that don't belong and experientially learn how to get rid of those. And so can't give away what those are, because that's part of the weekend.
Right.
But it's been just a huge blessing to so many men. Sometime in the next 60 days, we'll have our 17,000th man go through a 44-hour experience. So we're on 4 continents, and God's just using this ministry in the hearts of men. And you get a man right with God and right with himself, he's a better husband, he's a better brother, better father, neighbor, worker.
Leader
in his community.
Yep.
And so it's been a real blessing.
So that's Mark Men for Christ, and we'll be having announcements in the coming days. But this gathering that'll happen in November at Little Galilee Christian Camp in around the Clinton, Illinois area, when is it in November, and is there a website or people that are, there's like a stirring in their heart. They're like, wow, this might be for me. Or maybe there's a wife or a parent or somebody that's saying, I know that this is what my husband or what my friend or colleague needs.
Yep.
How do they find out more?
You can register today at markedmenforchrist.org, markedmenforchrist.org. Look that up on the web. Look for the site for Illinois. You'll find the opportunity November 15, 16, and 17. Starts 5 o'clock on Friday night, going to be done around 1:30 on Sunday. You're going to think you've been there for a week, but God's going to help you do deep work for 44 hours. And there's a cost to this weekend, Mark. It's listed on the site, but our financial policy for 23, 24 years has been you pay what you can. So if that's a nickel, come. If you can pay the full price, come. We don't want any man to miss out what God has for him because there's a dollar effect. As you know, everything costs these days, but we don't want this to cost a man his absence from this weekend.
Listening friend, find out more at markedmenforchrist.org, markedmenforchrist.org, and put that date down, November 15th, 16th, and 17th. And you kind of gave a snapshot into it. So at 5 p.m., they're going to be gathered at Little Galilee Christian Camp. Walk us through, is there an introduction? Is there speakers? Is it a lot more small group sessions? Yeah. Is there a theme? Give us like an overview for somebody that get a little more information.
Yeah, we're going to walk you through registration at 5 o'clock and give you an opportunity to meet the group of men that you're going to walk through the weekend with. And throughout the next 24 hours, we're going to walk into those deep waters of those five wounds, and you're going to discuss different aspects of those in those small groups. Our leadership team will only be doing introductory work to those wounds. The Holy Spirit will help you do some of that deep work. And Mark, I can just tell you that as a pastor, I went to my phase one just unaware of what all I was dealing with. I thought I was fine. You know, we say, how are you doing? I was fine.
Right, right.
And I really had not allowed the Spirit to help reveal, kind of lift the hood and reveal what was that knocking going on in my soul or in my heart, in my relationships. And I can tell you, I went home just full of so much joy because of so much deliverance in my phase one.
Yeah, you're kind of addressing my next question was like, explain some of that healing that takes place. And I think for myself and for many men, we don't know why we respond in anger or frustration or what's the really root cause of that. And I think what you're saying is, Mark, we deal with some of those root causes. The Holy Spirit's at work. And as we're studying and praying and interacting and sharing, sometimes something surfaces and it becomes really obvious. And maybe that's some of the healing that you saw. Like when people would ask you, how you doing? I'm doing fine. Yeah. But the reality was there was some hurt or scar or unmet expectations. Even for those, Jim, that are followers of Jesus right now, I thought it was going to be different. Or I thought by following Jesus, everything was going to just work out. But life is still really hard. And so a lot of things get uncovered, right?
It is. It's just a really neat time to allow the Holy Spirit to reveal some stuff. If there's guys out there, maybe you're in a men's Bible study group or you've done the same thing at your church forever and you too think you're fine, you're cruising, then it's time for a tune-up. You know, time for allow the Lord to do something new inside of you. And like the scripture says, new wine doesn't go into old wineskins. So get ready because he's ready to do a new thing in all of us. And sometimes that requires excavation,
where
he's going to help dig out some things that aren't needed anymore so that we can move to a next level in our journey with Christ.
And I like that illustration. Or something's been buried that hasn't been uncovered that is maybe the root cause for why you respond or why somebody can press that hot button in you that, why do I get triggered or get so angry? One of mine I found because I have so much pressure and so many different things going on, I can get irritable because I get frustrated.
Oh, don't bring irritable up.
So
I know my wife's listening. Yeah. That's exactly the kind of thing where we need to find out, why do I rest in this irritableness? Mm-hmm. Why is it my norm? And how can the Lord reveal what those triggers or those roots are? And that's what he gave me that weekend. Mm-hmm. You know, I had two bouts with depression. I had had ongoing issues with anger. And he just lovingly and gently released all that. Exposed it, released it, delivered me. What a joy just to go home. And now it's been 14 years. And I'll ask my wife each year, I feel like the Lord still wants me to continue to be involved in Mark Man or give a little bit more. And she's like, I get a better man. You go right ahead.
Yeah. You know. Now, you mentioned phase one. Are there other phases? And what does that mean?
Yeah, you just sign up for phase one. At the end of phase one, it's like, do you want to take a next step? And phase two is offered either in a 11-week, once-a-week format or another overnight intensive. And then phase three is when we have a group of men in a geographical area or a group of men that commit to meet online. They develop a camaraderie of brothers, and that's called your phase three. And so that's who you're doing journey with. And when you're in a phase three, then you can volunteer to staff at a phase one. And so it's been a real joy to be in that journey now for 14 years where I continue to give back to my Lord and other men by staffing. And I have that opportunity both here and throughout Africa.
Now, listening friend, especially ladies, this is one of those things you got to be careful. Don't press your husband into it or say, hey, you need to go to this. Maybe subtly say, hey, I heard an interesting radio program. You might want to listen to it, or encourage them to stop by markedmenforchrist.org. markmenforchrist.org, because, you know, you're probably like me, Jim. Sometimes if we feel pushed into something, we're just going to put up a wall just because we don't want to be pushed into anything. Yeah.
You'll find out on the website, there's YouTube testimonies, and some of them are from men that have just had life transformational experiences, and some of them are from the women who welcomed them home and said, this saved our marriage, or this is better than ever. So that was our case, where it brought so much strength to our journey in our marriage that I didn't know was sitting on the shelf. And it was right there. I needed to have that maintenance tune-up.
Right.
And then it blessed our marriage, it blessed our family, it blessed our faith community.
Listening friend, and I'm going to speak to men now. Are you one of those men that if somebody came up to you this Sunday or this week and said, how you doing? And you say, fine, but really, you know, there's something missing, or you're not fully convinced that God loves you, or you know you carry baggage and you wrestle with depression, or you get upset, or you know things aren't just right. This might be the perfect divine appointment for you. It's happening in November, November 15th, 16th, and 17th. So you could still work on that 15th. It begins at 5 o'clock on the 15th.
5 o'clock. So everybody needs to be there right around 5.
So you get there by 5. It's at Little Galilee Christian Camp right outside of Clinton, Illinois.
Yeah, we're just a little southwest of, about 8 minutes southwest of Clinton. Between Clinton and Decatur, Moroa, they're right there. Beautiful setting, which is a great reminder just to the families out there. If your kids aren't going to camp, check out Little Galilee Christian Camp. It's got a great summer offering for kids of all ages, as well as opportunities throughout the year. They have year-round facilities. So, hey, guys, just want to remind you, check it out.
Is that littlegalileechristiancamp.org?
I think that's correct. Okay, if you get online for Little Galilee, I think it's about the only one out there, so it'll
Little
show up.
Little Galilee Christian Camp. They do a lot of great work. In fact, I know last Thursday when you were at our ministry leaders luncheon, Willie Comer and you were talking. He's like, oh, we got to get our youth out there. And I know a number of kids that would love that camp experience. And
we've got zip line. We've got a high ropes course, a low ropes course, a big swing, swimming pool.
Camp setting.
There's camps, campfire, cabins. Opportunity for the kids to fish in the pond or boat on the pond with paddle boats or canoes. So it's a great little diamond right here in central Illinois that a lot of people don't know about.
Little Galilee Christian Camp. In fact, that could be a program in and of itself, all the wonderful things that happen, especially in youth's lives as they attend a camp. That's when I came to Christ, was many years ago, around 10 or 11, at a camp experience in Wisconsin that forever changed my life. I knew that Jesus was Lord and Savior. I asked him into my heart, and I began following him. And I've never looked back, because that's the seed planted. I knew I needed a savior. Savior. I knew I was flawed and sinful and couldn't have a relationship with God, but it was at a camp setting, looking up at the stars at night at a campfire, thinking there must be a God that created this universe. That didn't just happen. So listening, friend, whether you're a parent and you want to get your children to Little Galilee, or you're a man that has been walking with the Lord but just feels there's something missing or something isn't just right, and you give that pat answer, yeah, I'm doing fine, but your fine is less than what God would want you to be. This is something for you. You can begin your phase one. It'll be like 44 hours of kind of intensive sharing and insight and looking at scripture and having camaraderie with other men that are probably in the same place as you. And you can find out more at markedmenforchrist.org, markedmenforchrist.org, and it's happening November 15th, 16th, and 17th, and you'll hear radio announcements in the coming days about that, but I highly recommend it. I've appreciated getting to know Jim Phillips the last year or so. Karen's talked about you for a long time, and Paul Phillips. I love Paul and Debbie. I've known them for many years.
I'm learning to like Paul. He's my older brother. So.
Yeah, Paul's a good guy, great builder, and his wife, Debbie, she's my epitome of what a worship leader should be. She's been on a number of trips to Israel on the early times, and
that's great.
Dr. Webb or whoever would preach a message, and then she would transition it into a time of worship. She's kind of my gold standard of what a worship leader should be. But anyways, the Phillips family has a great legacy going, and men, you can start your legacy or maybe the tune-up that you need by attending in November the 15th, 16th, and 17th. Find out more at markedmenforchrist.org, markedmenforchrist.org. Well, Jim, thank you for joining us last Thursday at our Ministry Leader Luncheon. I think you might be a future speaker, and we talked a little about it, maybe October, November, in the fall. And God's best to you and your work that you're doing at Little Galilee Christian Camp, and then for Marked Men for Christ. God's got you in the center of His will, doing many different things, one of those free agents for Jesus. So appreciate you allowing Him to work in and through you.
Thanks, Mark. Appreciate the opportunity to bring glory to Christ.
Amen. Well, listening friends, stop by markedmenforchrist.org, markedmenforchrist.org, and put it on your calendar, men, a special phase one 44-hour experience at Little Galilee Christian Camp right around Clinton, Illinois. That's November 15th, 16th, and 17th. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Jim Phillips with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you and have a great day and night.